Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Sylvester Stallone plays a compassionate hitman determined to avenge the death of his partner, while his heavily tattooed daughter, Sarah Shahi, worries over his welfare in Bullet to the Head.
Dad, are you okay?
My partner was clipped.
You gave me your word. You're getting out of that business.
This is the last time. I'll never do this again.
Stallone's voice may be in poor shape, but the rest of him is surprisingly buff and athletic as he goes through a series of well-staged action scenes, only loosely connected by a dreary, hackneyed plot that teams him with a fish-out-of-water Asian-American cop from New York City to bring down a crime syndicate in New Orleans.
I want the guys who took on your partner.
You two are insane! You're dealing with an ex-mercenary. He's gonna punch your ticket, and I am gonna watch!
I can't let you go on some killing spree!
I swear to you, when I get this guy, it's going to be bad. Bang. Down. Owned.
Stallone's performance is actually better than you'd expect, making his character compelling and charismatic. And director Walter Hill, who did 48 Hours a generation ago, still knows how to put together tough, brutal, violent sequences. But the formulaic storyline and a weak performance by Sung Kang as the anti-hero's unlikely ally doom this slick product to mediocrity. Rated R for end-to-end graphic violence, lots of harsh language, drug use, considerable nudity, and loads of sleazy sex. 2 stars for Bullet to the Head, where only the title and the main character are taken from Jane Austen.